If you were at home and went to your kitchen for a snack, would you be able to? If you wanted to spend the weekend gardening in your yard, could you? Could you leave your laundry in a basket in the hallway when you're too busy to put it away? Think about your workplace. What does your desk look like? Do you have photos of your family and friends? Do you have a drawer where you can keep your snacks or your own items? In your relationships, can you go out with friends in the evening to buy an appetizer? Or go somewhere new or exciting? Or maybe you have a free afternoon suddenly, so you plan a last-minute date with your significant other. Be honest with yourself. Do the people you support have the opportunities to experience their home, work, and relationships with the freedom and choices you do? Are the people you support limited in how, when, or where they can experience the world around them? If you are applying person-centered approaches in everything you do, the barriers that prevent the people you support from being involved in how they live their life will be eliminated. So ask yourself, how are you working to tear down those barriers? And in those places where roadblocks to total inclusion still exist, what are you and your company going to change or fix?